We continue to see our cattle markets reacting to headline news. I'm Keith Bunberg with your Farm News Update. That has been the case now for quite some time. Our markets have been watching what's going on, really, with the chatter in Washington, D.C. Our cattle markets are no different. They're watching and listening as well. Brian Doherty is with Total Farm Marketing, based out of West Bend, Wisconsin.
Well, thoughts, Keith, are mixed, and I think if anybody else out there feels they got a good handle on this, great. But it's a challenge because there's a lot going on. So you're looking at the likelihood of a stronger cash market this week. Cash has been king, yet the board is off over $2 on the futures and lives, $2 to $3, in particular deferred months down about $3. And I think that comes some more talk from the administration and, quote, a plan to help alleviate the high price of beef.
And how do you think, Brian, the markets are going to react to that type of news about the possibility of importing some beef to try to help lower these prices?
I think, personally, if I have to throw my two cents in, this has been decades long, or years or decades long, in coming. The tighter supply, droughty conditions, high feed prices, demographic, et cetera, et cetera. We all know the story. It's whether or not demand can hold up at these higher prices.
Right.
I don't think there's anything in the very near term that suggests that demand is going to weaken.
Brian, it really seems like the markets have been reacting, if I may, to headline news, you know, chatter about this, chatter about that. And it seems like markets are just like, hey, what's going on here?
It only takes one word here or there or a tweet to maybe change some sentiment. Maybe we're starting to see that this week in the cattle complex, or maybe it's just a healthy correction on the market that really bolted higher, and cash is still king, so this correction may be very short-lived, as previous corrections have been.
We will continue to watch and monitor. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Bunberg.